But first, we're talking a little bit of the urban legends, things that you've heard from people that you're just like, what? Huh? Maybe you're joked around with somebody, or you know, someone's joking with you, and then you go, really? And then they go, no. Not really. Kind of like those type of things. And it all started after Photoshop Adam this weekend told me that, you know, Walmart is this great place for singles. He had heard this. He hadn't experienced it. But that you go into Walmart after 10 o'clock, you go up to the greeter and say, hey, you're old. How about you hook me up with a little ribbon to tie on my cart? And then that'll indicate to everybody else that, you know, I'm available, I'm single, and whatever, and then let the party ensue as all these red ribbon people stop by. So how's it going? Oh, really? Cheerios? Sorry, but I'm more of a honey nut Cheerios type of guy. I don't see this relationship lasting. Good luck to you. That actually would be a good place to meet people. You could see what their eating habits are, you know, what kind of weird diseases they have, if you can see what kind of prescription drugs they got, that type of stuff, you know? So it actually would be, it's good in theory. You know, Walmart may be a good place to meet somebody, but this idea that, you know, it's almost like a nightclub atmosphere where they give you some kind of indicator is just off. And then we got one caller a minute ago, and then, like, a couple people from Walmart called us and said, no, that's not true. We do actually have a red ribbon, but it's for Mothers Against Drunk Driving, which is kind of the exact opposite of where, you know, someone looking to hook up at Walmart would be thinking, where their brain would be. So what are some of those odder, like, urban legends, myths that you've heard, or anything along those lines that just make you kind of scratch your head and go, what's going on? 539-9750 or 238-0975.
So, like, the most ridiculous thing, you said urban legends, that means cities or towns. In fact, back in the day, God rest my elder soul, that the Europeans thought that all black folk, you know, that was in the military or whatever, all black people clocked, that they grew monkey tails. That they grew monkey tails, and I guess during the Korean War, they saw the black soldiers. They had to see black folk, and they were running away. The black folk, the soldiers said, oh, we're bad. They're scared of us. They come to find out, they thought they had been told that black people were bears. So, you know, two different wars, you know. Black people grew a tail like a monkey at 12 o'clock. Midnight in the Korean War, they thought they ran away from us because they thought we were bears, you know, which by the way you look at it, they were scared.
Wow.
That helped win the wars.
Ah.
And whatnot. And another thing, well, the way I figure it, most people that work at Walmart, I have a very good elderly friend that works there, and he's higher than me, because he drinks no less than two cases of beer before he goes to work. So now, driving my foot, all that money, everybody spend at Walmart. I haven't been there in a couple of years because I'm tired of them taking my money.
Oh.
I'm tired of them taking my money and whatnot. So now they got to do a little bit more than a red ribbon. They need to donate a little bit more back to the community.
Well, thanks for that point. We'll talk to you later, all right?
Yeah. And